All right, we're back now on Connections, and joining us from somewhere on this planet is Heather Atwood of Two Moms and the Midterm Podcast. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm just ducky. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm not just somewhere. I'm in Novi, Michigan. Novi, Michigan is midway between Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Novi, Michigan. How do I spell it? Because I have to look it up now.
N as in Nancy, O, V as in Victory, I as in my daughter's name, Isabel.
Okay. Novi, Michigan. All right. So, yeah. Heather, ordinarily we talk to you in Gloucester from the Pleasant Street Tea Company about food, but you're on a different mission right now. So fill us in. What's been going on this week?
So I'm in Novi, Michigan, because in my new role as partner in the MidPod, Nisi Panetta and I are two colleagues, and we have created this podcast called the MidPod, and we are going around the country covering the 2018 midterm elections. We're going to various swing districts in the country, looking at the races, and you know, yes, I have left food for politics, but not completely, because we are covering these districts. We're looking at these districts carefully, interviewing candidates, interviewing citizens who live here, and taking away a recipe.
Of course.
We have a potluck dinner in each community, and we had our potluck dinner last night. It was a beautiful dinner hosted in a beautiful home, a woman who lives in Bloomfield Hills, and we had a potluck, and there was some great food there.
Well, tell us about that before we get into the other thing.
Well, the food, it was classic potluck Michigan food, and that's what I had asked people to bring. And there was a particularly delicious potato salad. Sounds boring, but this is not boring at all. And it was a recipe from the Detroit Free Press something like 15 years ago.
Oh, my.
It was redless potatoes with olive oil and lots of scallions and a little feta cheese. It was really good.
Well, you know how we're doing our top 50 countdown, and a shepherd's pie was on the list. Well, listen, the potato salad is one of my favorites, so that's good.
Oh, so there you go. See, I'm still winning with you.
Excellent,
right?
Excellent. Yes, absolutely. And now, when you're doing these potluck dinners on this political tour, are you taking pictures and getting recipes, taking notes? Because as I said before, I see a book here.
Yeah, we are, and who even knows about a book? But we're having a lot of fun and learning so much and meeting so many wonderful people. And, you know, that's, yes, so book maybe. Pictures are on Instagram. That's the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, you know, there's been a lot of, I hate to say ill will, but tension in this country since November's election. And one of the things that has been so great about these two trips we've made to two districts is that meeting the people who live in these places, both sides of the aisle, people are good. People are really nice. They're good. They're concerned citizens. They're active citizens. They care about their communities. They care about the country. It's really so great to connect with these people and hear how much people care and how good people are.
Well, we've always said that there are more people, more good people than bad, and you know, it's good that that's bearing it out across the country. And the other thing I noticed, Heather, which is not completely off topic, but quite a ways out there, is the disaster going on in the Gulf region of the United States, Texas, Louisiana, and so on.
Yeah,
that has brought so many people together. I've seen in reports. I know on the North Shore here, back in Massachusetts, but also across the country, where people, it doesn't matter what your background is, you're giving. You're giving to help those down there in Texas, and those down there in Texas, doesn't matter what your background is, you're helping each other out. So you know, it's good to see that resiliency taking place.
Yeah, and you know, I will sort of, I think I'm staying on your theme. Forgive me if I'm digressing a little bit, but I think I'm kind of there. One of the conversations my colleague Nisi and I have started to have in this district is a return to saying, you know, government is good. Because we have so much rhetoric in this country saying government is terrible, less government, the less, you know, the less we have the better, pare it down. And you look at Harvey. You know, this is where government shines.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is where, you know, we need we need the Department of Homeland Security. We need organized people to know how to take care of these climatic disasters. So, you know, this is where we see the best of government.
Well,
and then I'm going to tell another story. Just this morning, we interviewed this gentleman. He's probably in his 80s. He lives in something called Fox Run, which is one of the largest senior residences in the state of Michigan. There are at least 1,200 people who live in Fox Run. And the gentleman we interviewed runs, he is the chairman of their political awareness committee. And he manages forums for candidates who come to Fox Run because this elderly housing, the senior residences are so large that they are their own precinct.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it sounds like Florida.
They have 92% voter turnout.
Well,
so,
isn't that cool?
So this, isn't that amazing? So this is a place that candidates around here pay attention to. So we were interviewing Jerry Scheel, and he manages the forums for in which candidates come to Fox Run and speak. And we were asking him about these forums, and he said two things that were really lovely. First, he said, he told me how they organize them. The candidates are invited to speak. They are told that this is a private residence. This is not a public forum. And therefore, Fox Run is allowed to set parameters on what these candidates say. And they are not allowed to speak about their opponents.
Mm-hmm.
They say what their background is, what is relevant, what in their background to their running for office, and what their personal platform is. And they said, we are not interested in this national rhetoric of attacking your opponent. So, and he made it clear that in a public forum, free speech doesn't allow you to mm-hmm. set parameters, you know. But I just love that he was trying, they're trying to keep the process dignified.
Well, what's interesting, Heather, is that when you set up a forum for discussion, debate, whatever you want to call it, you can set parameters, but nobody seems to do that, and especially on the national stage, which is, to me, astounding. So I guess the story here, the moral here is with age comes wisdom.
Exactly. Well, he said one time he had to step onto the stage and say to the candidate, I'm sorry, but you were told with the rules, and will you please, you know, stop discussing your opponent. We're not interested in your feelings about your opponent. We just are interested in what you have to say, what your platform is.
Love it.
Isn't that lovely?
It is.
And the second thing he said, I was trying to be, I was fishing a little bit for a good story. So I was saying, you know, can you tell a story of one of your candidates who came, like a particularly good, happy story or something unusual that happened? And he, of course, pivoted, and in a very gentlemanly way, and he said, you know, people who run and work in government are good people. They are working so hard for us. And people don't understand how, you know, what it takes to dedicate your life to public service. And these are good people. And you just don't hear people saying that about politicians anymore, you know?
Well, yeah, because of a certain example somewhere. I don't know where. But, no, that's, you know, it's reassuring, Heather. And I think it's amazing that you're ferreting this out in a two-woman program here. But you're seeing with your eyes what others should be seeing, and we can see through your eyes and hear through your ears and so forth what you two guys are doing. So that's tremendous. And can you tell me a little bit briefly, Heather, about the candidates that you have interviewed or will be interviewing?
Yes, I will. We have interviewed two candidates. First of all, I will tell you that the incumbent is a man. The congressman from the Michigan's 11th congressional district is David Trott. David Trott is independently wealthy and acquired his wealth in the foreclosure business. He is a lawyer who worked with banks in managing foreclosures.
Mm-hmm.
So that says something about his position.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democratic candidates running against him, they still have to have their own primary, are two women. One woman is named Feruz Saad. She grew up in the district. She is Lebanese. Her family owns they immigrated here. Her parents immigrated here and opened a meat company, which is still in existence in a wholesale meat business in Detroit. And Feruz worked in the Obama administration in the Department of Homeland Security.
Wow.
So, again, she witnessed the BP oil spill, and she was one of the people managing that.
Oh.
So she saw how government can really help. You know, mm-hmm. she that was a prime example to, for her that she gave to us of, you know, when government does good work and we all need it.
Well.
So her job is she works for the mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, who is a whole fabulous story unto himself. And she is managing the immigrant community in Detroit, and I'm not really saying that right. What she does is she acts as she helps the immigrant community integrate into Detroit, helps small immigrant businesses get through the paperwork of getting their businesses set
Amazing.
Up. You know, she's mm-hmm. that kind of a person. And what she believes that the immigrant community actually can work as an economic engine. And it's important to get them integrated into.
All right, let's not give away the whole interview here because we have to listen to it when it's published. And
right.
I want to remind our listeners that we're talking. Heather is talking from Novi, Michigan, which is a town. I'm guessing it's a suburb of Detroit of just under 60,000. So, Heather, when will this become available? When do we get to listen to all these interviews that you two have done?
I have to tell you about one more candidate.
Okay. Yep.
The other candidate is Haley Stevens. She is a powerhouse. This is a really fascinating thing. Remember, the incumbent worked in the bank, the foreclosure industry,
mm-hmm.
and Haley Stevens worked in the Obama administration. She was chief of staff running the auto bailout.
Okay.
We are talking about the suburbs of Detroit. We're
mm-hmm.
talking about this is where the auto industry lives. She's from this district, and she worked in the Obama administration managing the auto rescue.
All right, so it sounds to me like it's going
race,
to be
right?
It's going to be a volatile campaign, I would think. This will definitely catch the national eye.
Definitely.
All right. So when do we get to hear this, and tell me more about the blog?
Okay, it will be up. We are doing three districts before we go live. So the next one is West Virginia's 2nd Congressional District. So by the time we go live, we will have three podcasts ready for people to hear, and that will probably be in about 3 weeks.
All right, fantastic. And on Instagram, how do we find these pictures and so on? Because I have no idea how to do that.
Oh, okay. Just go to the MidPod.
Okay.
Go to the Instagram and Google the MidPod.
Okay.
In their search, put the MidPod.
All right. Is there a Facebook page or anything else that we can refer listeners to?
We do have a Facebook page. It is called the MidPod. You can also, we do have a landing page that describes what we're doing right now. If you just go to themidpod.com,
okay.
It is right there.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, Heather, fantastic. I can't wait to read about it, to hear about it, and congratulations on the work that you two are doing. And enjoy the cuisine and be safe, and we'll see you next week, I hope.
Thank you so much. I'm off to the Michigan State Fair now.
Go get them, Heather. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. That's Heather Atwood of Two Moms on Tour with the MidPod, the Midterm Podcast, and that will be live soon. Just doing an absolutely amazing and interesting job. Can't wait to hear all the interviews that they're doing. All right, this is MSO News Sports, and this is Connections on MSO News Sports. We'll be back.